Greetings, Summit leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELDI, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today's message is the power of one, being a change agent. The power of one, being a change agent. Finishing well requires us to do our part. Be a unifying force that transforms and changes things. Here are three suggestions that are tested and proven during the drive to finish strong and crossing the finish line at the end of the year. Number one, keep your faith. The focus of faith frees us from fear. Number two, take the next step or action, leading by faith and not by sight. Number three, believe that you are here for such a time as this. Expect, anticipate, and prepare for your victory. One of the best pieces of advice I received on my 4 decades plus journey in IBM is that if you plant yourself in one place and let your roots grow deep, there is no limit to what God can do. Being a person of faith, I see that much of my accomplishments and victories come by providence. Many of us are facing the year-end challenge to finish strong and possibly obtain seemingly impossible outcomes. Keep your faith. Take the next step or action. Trust that in all labor there is profit. Do not take lightly the importance of a small, seemingly insignificant step or work. Your leading in faith will empower those around you to believe and move forward. You become a change agent, a catalyst for something big when you see yourself helping even one colleague keep going forward and not giving up. Imagine and envision your impact on your family, colleagues, clients, company, community, and the world. I recall the butterfly effect, a description given by Andy Andrews. He states, "Physics professors say it is true. A butterfly can flap its wings, setting in motion molecules of air that move other molecules of air, that in turn move additional molecules, eventually influencing weather patterns on the other side of the planet. Likewise, a single individual can have this kind of butterfly effect and impact people on the other side of a century marker, across cultures, and around the globe." Around the quarter century mark on my journey in IBM, I intentionally sought to become an agent of influence, even if it was only one person among my colleagues and clients. Recently, a summit leader asked me how I create podcast content. I shared with him that when we launched CELDI on March 23, 2017, we desired to reach millions. Then we gained the insight that if we could reach just one person with a word that would encourage, motivate, and inspire them to keep going, then CELDI would be a success. Thank you for your notes of encouragement to me. Each CELDI blog or podcast comes from my reflection on my journey in IBM for 45 years, prayer, life experiences among leaders with insight, and providence. I began keeping a journal in 1998 to keep track of my adventure. Today, I'm on volume 34. Ebenezer is how I describe my journey this far. I recall one of the most significant achievements occurred at 11:15 p.m. on December 8th, several years ago. Following a long sales cycle in which several RFPs, requests for pricing, oral presentations, changes in the client leadership team, and discovery sessions with multiple clients in this one account. During that time, I relied on my faith, like-minded leaders, to support me and encourage me to keep going. Then it happened. The contract was signed, the most significant signing in my career, and a new partnership launched. I recall celebrating with one IBM colleague after everyone left, just the two of us rejoicing over the great victory. There are many accounts of situations that were seemingly hopeless, but resulted in significant accomplishment and experiences. I pray that every Summit leader will become a change agent. Let's make it our goal to finish strong and touch just one. Become the catalyst that impacts your family, colleagues, clients, company, community, and the world. Please establish the works of our hands. Yes, the works of our hands. Establish it. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.